Blog Talk Radio.
Gas prices are raging. Said I wouldn't pay it, but I do. I'm like the rest of y'all. This SUV is killing me, I used to say. Never would have paid it. Never thought I'd pay it, but I do. 9 bucks a gallon, y'all. Would someone please fix this economy? All I can say, I'm broke now. I'm tired. I'm bitter. Yes, so bitter. I'm looking at the money I spent on fuel, yeah. I used to fill my paycheck for $100. Now it's two, yeah.
Them niggas up the line. All I know is blood, Crips, Pop,
a west side nigga, don't get it fucked up. Nigga sick cause they thought I locked up. I be getting to the money, everybody mad. I think I'm getting too much money, everybody mad. Same old nigga from the block, same old nigga with the pot. The same old nigga from the trap, everybody hated on him, then he bounced right back. I be getting to the money, everybody mad.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Missing in action for a few weeks, trying to take a break because I just didn't see no sense in trying to give a show, and it just wasn't nothing going on, you know. So, but you know, I figured I'd come on in tonight. I've been having my granddaughter here, and on a Friday night, her mama working, my wife gone to work early. So she looks for a lot of attention, and for with me, she just step on my head. I ain't gonna lie. She don't listen to nothing I say. So right now she sleeps. So I'm gonna try to do this tonight. Somebody can come on. We can find something to talk about and have some action. Try to get some action because we got an event coming on. Coming up on the 18th, the Klotsoff event, Leroy, Big Sam, and the rest of the crew. We're going to try to make this be something to, you know, remember because, you know, it's hard to do that up here. And with COVID been lingering around for years now, going on 3 years, you know, a lot of people just starting to say, hey, well, I got to go out and live my life. And they just do what they can do to try to keep themselves safe. And you gotta try to move forward, you know, because it is what it is. And man, for something that happened in this world right now, it just got the whole world off balance. I mean, everybody, the song say everybody mad, you know. Every time you look around, you're hearing about mass shootings through the neighborhoods. You're hearing about the killings all the time, blacks killing blacks, whites killing blacks, everybody killing blacks. So, you know, we don't watch out. We're going to mess around and be extinct in a minute, you know. So we really need to wake up, smell the sauce, and start trying to get a little more love and peace among each other, and if possible, everybody else in the world. That's the key to success. You know, everybody jealous, everybody trying to prove something that ain't out there. It ain't really nothing out there to prove. You know, shit. Do like we do. Go out there and race and get your balls off or whatever you do to try to prove something. Go out there like we used to do when we was coming up. We get a neighborhood football game, prove something, baseball game, basketball. All they know how to do now is pick up them guns, man. And you don't even have to know a person. You look at them the wrong way. Better be careful. You shot. You understand me? Just on the wrong block. You might be visiting. They got problems with the other block. Motherfucker block ride down the street, you shot. It's sad, man. Just going on like this, kids ain't safe even in the house. You got bullets flying through people's house, killing people that don't know nothing about nothing. They ain't got nothing to do with nothing, babies and old folks and everything. Man, so much going on in the world right now. I wish I had an answer for it. I don't. A lot of people think they got the answer. They don't. It ain't that right. But anyway, like I was saying, we got a chance the way it's looking. I'm not saying it's, you know, we got other elements that could happen, but we hoping that it don't. And we hoping that this don't be an event where all these people locked in. It's looking good. It's looking good, y'all. And then punk out be paid. You know, we just going to pray that don't happen so we can really have a ball. It really ain't been no racing up here since last year. So we're going to hope that this kick it off. Normally, it do pretty much kick it off, you know. So I'm hoping that everything go well, everybody come out and support and have fun, race, you know, race whatever way they want to race. Man, that's basically it. All I can say, you know, we got a couple of people that's thinking, wanting to come up here and catch up with some meat. We ain't had that in a long time. You know, Tony Bynum came up last year. And everybody, once he got up here, the people he spoke to race, they had problems. And the whole track, the rest of the whole track, didn't even want to walk up to him and give him a race. And y'all know Tony, he'll race for a little or nothing. He ain't got to run you for $1 million. You know, could have put up some pocket change and race the man, you know. But we did what we could to him. Well, he didn't have to, you know, make a trip for nothing. So this year, we're going to definitely try to make it a little different. We plan on having some cars up there ourselves that basically should be the race against just about anybody to come this way. Person don't want to race, fuck it, we race. Win or lose. We trying to get a show going, you know. Uh-oh, we got a hand up here. Oh, shit. Here go trouble. What's up, Mr. Chuck?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Just trying to get this thing going, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm listening to you, Book. You know. Yeah. You say y'all finna kick it off, huh? Yeah.
You don't try, Tuck, man. Somebody got to try something. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of people promising, you know, got their ticket up the race. And we know we done seen that before. Well, with the people we got lined
every
up this time, I think if they don't, I think if they don't have no breaks or nothing like that, I think we're going to get the majority of them races on this year. And hopefully, man, hopefully that we do. And we can have some fun this year. You know, this is a kickoff.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of car show. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I don't mind the barbecue now, but we want something to, you know, enjoy while we eating, you know, and barbecuing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it might be. I really, truly hope so, you know.
Yeah,
that all that motherfucking lip boxing, motherfuckers get down.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, you know, it's fine. You know,
y'all plan on having a few cars out there, man. Y'all plan on having?
We gonna have something out there.
You know,
I might be in Maryland at Lions, Tigers, or Bears. I ain't decided yet. If shit go right, you know.
We got a couple of line ties and bears gonna be there, man.
You ain't got a motherfucker that's gonna call in and say lock. So fuck that. I'm trying to
you
go to well watch. No.
Oh, okay. You might have that. They bullshitting.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm trying to go up there to goddamn it to. Larry and them race. They got a race that weekend. I like to stay home, but we going to have something there. And then we going right back to Alabama where all the shit going to hit the fan.
Tate got his race coming up.
Yeah, I love to stay here and watch some shit. I know we got the cars to come. I know what's coming, you know.
Chuck, one thing I understand is the reason y'all guys ended up racing the way y'all did, and y'all built y'all cars for a reason to do what y'all doing. And I guess a lot of people don't understand that it's hard for y'all to stay home and get the action that y'all are looking for, truly, you know. I heard somebody say on Dog Show the other day that question that always pop up, why somebody from the north want to give a race in the south.
It ain't just for us. It's for everybody. I mean, you know.
It's for everybody. That's right.
Y'all
built y'all cars based on that action because y'all went down there and seen what them guys were doing and liked it. So then y'all got involved and made y'allself relevant in that game. And start taking it over down south. Y'all was standing up, you know. Y'all crew, Young Money crew, you know, quite a few. Everybody started going down there and challenging that and became successful in what they were doing. So why? Y'all got to stay around that. So why not give your shows? We love to see y'all up here, just like when Donye gave that show up here. The track.
Yeah.
Everybody could get down that track. They were flying down that track that night, you know. But at the same time, you didn't get the same support from the out-of-towners that y'all was giving. But y'all still had a good crowd because of people.
I agree with that. But, you know, it's not just they going to come up there one time. You know, you got to kind of have that shit like that all the time or a place to do it. I mean, you know, whether it's
that's
Byron,
right.
The Grove, 41, you know what I'm saying. Martin's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But we just really don't, you know, other than Cordova, they just don't have no radio races up here. But that's
right.
Cool.
You know, yeah.
We ain't sweating the thing, you know. And it's cars that we could race up here. We would like to. But I just don't know what the fuck is going on with the North, man. Everybody's scared of just getting their ass whooped. See, one thing about going down south, there will be somebody to race. Because
somebody's going to try to race.
Hey, man, don't scratch my shit all up, man. Why are you putting it up there? Take it off of there, man. Sorry, my grandson, fucking
that's
my scooters
right.
up.
Man.
Yeah, but
I'm
mean, you know.
I'm glad my ass right now.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you got people up here race, but oh man, I just don't know what's wrong with these studs, man. You know, they'll shoot a motherfucker in a minute, but they won't race that damn car because they don't want to be talked about.
I don't know
what the fuck is going on, Eddie. I don't, man.
I'm with you on that too.
Yeah, but I'm definitely, you know. Shit, if I don't go, I'll be right there at the race on the 18th, you know?
They look like they got a
good little lineup coming. Everybody come out and do what they supposed to do, you know?
Yeah. So, and we working hard over here, Chuck, to try to have somebody out there that can compete with just about anybody. The only problem going to be with that is we might play, but it might be a gamble because of the seat time. But fuck it, got to take a chance, man.
All of us is a gamble. I mean, even the motherfucking pros, you know. They got to try to be at your best, knock tires off, car get loose, anything.
Anything, all the time, so.
You know,
he's definitely trying to work hard over here to get something done to accomplish some people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, accommodate some people.
That's all, man. Shit. Have some fun.
Yes, sir.
No, stay in the yard. Yeah.
I'm trying my best to get my car the best I could right now. And I got short time and short money. But if I can get it out there.
Yeah, let me drive that motherfucker, man, so I can see really how fast.
Man, I don't care who drives that motherfucker. I just want to see it go down the track, man. I just want to see it go down the track in a decent manner. That's all I want
to see. Let me go and put some real. All I need is one shakedown. I'll change the pills. I got it.
I'm tell you right now, man. If the motherfucker sitting in the garage, it ain't doing me no good. So, what the fuck? I hope I don't have no more problems than I already have, but if it happens,
I ain't going to even bring up the money issue. But the ones that got their shit and it's together and they can race, they still don't do it with the fucking thing.
Yeah, I've been talking with a few people, man.
You know,
they try to get my car out there and try to get it, you know, in shape to get out there and see what they can do. Yeah. I've been talking with a couple of people. Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, Eddie. I don't expect much. You know, if the shit happened, it happened, man. You know, I'm so used to it after the last 4 or 5 years, man. It's just, you know. It is what it is.
Yes,
I spend my $20 and sit my ass on the side and watch.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know? But,
yes, what's up, kid?
What's going on, Eddie? What's going on, Chuck?
Oh, it's all good in the hood, you know?
I heard that. Yep.
Long as you got a place to stay, you good, dog.
Hey, hold on 1 second, y'all. Y'all go ahead.
Hey, kid, I sat there on that motherfucker screen for 3 hours waiting on that damn race last night. I thought I was at 41.
Oh, man. What race are you talking about, Chuck?
With Big Nasty and Illuminati and Scotty.
Oh, shit, I missed all this shit. What happened?
Oh, shit. Motherfucker didn't want to go down the lane. I don't know. I mean, it's a whole big mess behind it. They was all three of them was there. They was at,
man,
they was at Braden.
Oh, yeah?
You know?
Oh, okay.
I don't know what happened. It was a locked-in race. Two of them were supposed to run at this time, and the other two is going to be like three races. And one of them didn't want to go down that certain lane. You know what I'm saying? It was a short-notice thing, you know. They was in there doing the track, but I guess everybody was having an issue going down one certain lane and whatever happened.
Oh, okay.
All that time and all that traveling, nobody raced. But that's totally up on them. I mean, shit, they spend more money in the punk out getting there, but, you know.
Yeah. Traveling money and shit, man, please. That don't even make no sense.
Maybe they hooked that shit up again. You know, I'd like to see it. That would have been a good race. Black Nasty and Illuminati and Scotty and Illuminati and Black Nasty, so. Like I said, had at least three of them. If the shit would have unfolded, they would have seen who was the baddest motherfucker.
Yep.
But that shit didn't happen, so, you know. At least I got to see some people.
Yeah.
Even though they wasn't doing shit, but, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a lot of rain coming through Florida this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fucked up. That's why they tried to get it in, and they can't do it today because it's already raining.
Yeah.
So, everybody had to put their shit in the trail and go back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
well, I guess that was Scotty G, right?
Yeah. Scotty, Kevin, with Black Nasty and Illuminati.
Well, they didn't have too far to go.
Oh, no. Scotty didn't see it, you know?
No, he ran it home.
But, I mean, you know, Illuminati had to make a little travel in Kevin and them, so, you know? Hey, man, don't burn my shit up, man. You know.
Yeah.
So, that's about it. We're going to see what happened in 2 weeks, kid. Who you got? Who you like?
Man, you know what, Chuck? I would have to wait till I get out there and make up my mind on a couple of them races.
I mean, the ones I noticed going, Terry Owen, Ray Lowe, and...
Yep.
I think Terry on Three Loves in the race too, I think. I don't know.
Yeah,
the
that boy with the purple Camaro.
Oh, Ant. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever his name is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He giving every Raylo everything in the everything.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going out the back door too.
Yeah, I'm taking Raylo. I'm putting it out there right now. You know.
I heard that.
You got to be a bad motherfucker to do that. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
The spot, the brake, the clear. Even though it's a quarter mile, but hey, Raylo shit look good. That's all I can say. So
you
must know something. He ain't trying to race and give somebody a gimmick.
You ain't no money.
You know, so we'll see. But, yeah, they got a couple of them. I seen Zach Baldwin come out the damn dust. He got a little locked-in race, and what you do, hurt yourself? You scratch yourself? Brian and Crap locked in, I think, last week or some shit like that. That'd be a good race.
Yeah, they go ahead on the race, you know. It could turn out to be a nice show.
Yeah, they go on and race, you know. The motherfucker ain't got... You motherfuckers wait around 9 to 10 o'clock
right.
to race. Y'all gonna be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know somebody's supposed to race like 2 or 3 o'clock, so...
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. If I don't go down the line, Tigers or Bears, I'm going to be sitting right there with my $5 on the line, betting my ass off.
Right, I heard that. I heard that. Yeah, I heard him. I heard him mention about somebody throwing a race down in the South. And man, a person having to try to throw a race, goddamn, where he figured they can make some money at.
Yeah, they doing
know
what's it.
Wrong with these people.
Well, they doing that Larry T's Lion, Tigers, and Bears. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I might be having to go on mute. She just, I'm looking at, I'm back to the board, but she just woke up.
yeah,
I'm gonna do the best
I could. I heard you mention Big Eddie about they talking about somebody throwing a race down in the South. Man, a person trying to throw a race, goddamn, where you figure he can make some money at?
Yes,
what is wrong with these people?
You gotta go where you got a shot. You know?
Yeah.
Or somebody, or somebody doing something. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wanna stay up here and watch. Shit. I drive my smart car out there, gonna cost me about $8.
Mm-hmm.
And put the scooter in the trunk. Shit.
and the way you gas prices is going, you might got them have your extra passenger.
yeah, no shit.
Man,
put me on the roof rack.
I got to get a trailer to carry your ass.
Man, that shit went up, goddammit, damn near 50 cents, goddammit, a gallon, goddammit, all over Cook County, goddammit, in less than 24 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
what the fuck?
Yeah. It's getting tight. You keep buying that gas. Shit, I know what it is. I know what it cost me to go to Memphis last month. Shit, I know it's going to cost me to go to Alabama.
Shit. You figure,
or to Virginia,
that would
be even worse.
Yeah, you figure you tack on goddamn maybe another couple $100 more?
Shit. A couple of $700-$800 more.
Hey man, gas out the pump right now is higher than racing gas is, man.
Man,
yeah.
I can imagine, goddamn it, a person only getting five to seven miles a gallon to a gallon of diesel fuel. Man,
oh my god, it's a mess, kid. Pulling that trailer,
what you get? What you get, Chuck? You know, all hands?
If I run about 75, I get about 11 miles to a gallon.
Damn. Ooh, man.
And that's putting the cruise control on so I don't run 85.
Yeah. Lord, that must be.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about it. Nope. Hope you got a damn trail. We in the pushy.
Mm-hmm.
See, I go through them mountains. I'm getting about 7. It's a lot.
I know if you got them to go to Alabama, goddamn, you got plenty of hills, goddamn, going to steel. That's going to fuck you up, too.
Oh, yeah, shit. Time you get to the tip of Georgia, you going to know it.
Yeah.
You be stopping at the motherfucking gas station every 2-3 hours.
Man.
Yeah, it's fucked up. That's what you gonna do.
Yeah,
man, where these people at? Come on, y'all, let's talk about something. Y'all got it lined up for the 18th. Y'all even got a couple of test weeks in there. You know, time to test, so. Don't test too hard, though.
You mean don't blow your shit up before you make it to the race, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Some people, man, they come out and race once a year or just test a couple of times in a year. You never see their car cut off. You never see them have no problem. But then the next year come around, they ain't ready.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. You know, things are different for people. I understand that shit for real. You know, you can't take $100 and go out to the track and stay all night no more. Shit, it costs you $100 to get to the track. Shit.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Well, you talking about getting in and getting back home.
Spectate. Right. This is a good spectate. You're going to spend over $100.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what this guy with the car is doing.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, sir. Yeah. I know that shit putting a cramp in a lot of people's pockets. You know?
Yeah, this ain't a good time at all.
Already put a post on Facebook. I am not for hire.
Yeah, you're
don't
right.
Call me.
Man,
it's
something
don't
else,
go
man.
Back in there. Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, shit. Gonna be five niggas piling in one car nowadays.
Shit. Without a doubt.
Them motherfucking hotel rooms don't went sky fucking high.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, I'm going to the Motel 6 in the hood where the girls
shit. I'm going anywhere, goddammit, I can find, goddammit, ain't no bugs or nothing, and that's where I'm bedding down. The fuck I look like spending $130, $140 and ain't going to be in that motherfucker.
Go shit shower and go right back to the track.
Right. The fuck I'm going to get him all that money for? Not me.
You're right. Yeah. Shit's fucked up now.
Man, and they robbing us, but they sending billions of dollars over there to Ukraine. And they just, don't care how we live.
Man, don't go to the political shit. We already know what's going on. You know? Shit, it ain't for us, dog.
The big major companies, goddamn, running America anyway. Oil companies and folks like that. They don't want to dictate America.
Yeah.
You can already see that.
Yeah. They ain't giving that damn freedom we got. What else you talking about tonight, Eddie? What the fuck got to throw a show and babysit? What kind of shit is this? kept my ass on the boat, except I ain't had no jacket.
I heard that.
Got side wine, damn grandkids came over. Now I'm stuck in the house. Fucking with
man.
Eddie and kids. It's all right. I'm just waiting on them chaps and shit riding these damn scooters. They're going to crash into something. Yeah. They ain't got shit going on at 41 this weekend, kid.
Next Wednesday, they got them, I forget the name of that class they been. You know them cars, the race cars that be hauling them little trailers and shit behind them and can on?
Oh, yeah. Like,
they're gonna be out there Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
They're going to be out there Wednesday, yeah, from 8 to 4.
Okay. Change the tires go to race.
Right. Whatever they call that class.
Some kind of street cruises or whatever.
Right.
Yeah
they're going to be out there. They're going to be out there Wednesday. I ride out there and see that. I know, goddamn it, I'm going to see some kind of racing. Whether they post a motherfucking time or not, I'm going to see some kind of racing.
Yeah. Ain't got to see it on TV all day.
They ain't got to wait all motherfucking day either.
Yeah. You're right. They're going to do it. They're going to run that program.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn, ain't nobody on the phone. Eddie ain't opening up no damn mic.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't open up no damn mic. Got me sitting here.
Yeah. Hey, man, quit scratching my suit up, man.
What's happening,
what up, Mark?
Hey, kid, that race y'all talking about, man, is that the Power Tour guy?
I don't know the name of it, Mark. You know the guys with the race cars that, you know, haul these little trailers and shit behind the race car? And then they change,
yeah,
when they get to the racetrack, they change over and put their big tires,
yeah,
race tires and shit on.
It's some,
yeah,
it's
them.
Something like the Power Tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they're supposed to be out there Wednesday. And shit, from the weather, we got them, it's going to be really decent, about 75 degrees.
Yeah, that's decent for a track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, so decent for the drivers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Be nice to see a good program on Wednesday. Ain't seen one of a good Wednesday program since US 30.
Yeah. And like,
yeah,
I said, I can go out there and see some racing, goddammit. And they ain't got to be out there all day.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing there.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Chuck, what's going on with you, man? I know you got action somewhere. Where you going to be at? I don't know.
I might be in Virginia and then in Alabama.
Okay.
So I don't know. I know I'll be in Alabama. I ain't decided about Virginia yet. So
mm-hmm.
We'll see which way the wind blow.
Now that Alabama, yeah, that's Tate Race.
Yeah.
Now, when
yeah,
is that?
The 23rd and
24th. Okay.
A week,
yeah,
after Sam race.
Down.
Yeah, a week after Sam race.
We'll try to make it down there.
Mm.
Yep. Yeah, a week after Sam race, goddammit, I can leave 41 and
go where?
Walk on over there to 65, goddamn, and start walking. I should be there by the time Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. So you can't drive down there.
What's happening,
yeah,
fellas, and fellas?
What's happening?
Yeah,
Preacher
Boy. Preacher Boy. And also we got 773-4671 also joined us.
Hey, Chuck, that Alabama, how long the drive is that?
Alone.
11 hours, Mark.
11 hours.
Yeah, 11 hours. Huntsville
that's,
is 10.
That's,
Steel is,
yeah,
11.
That's if you put it on cruise control. You can go a little bit faster, but I think them motherfucking Alabama State Troopers will put a stop to all that bullshit.
Yeah. I ain't rolling that fast, but yeah, it's about 11 hours.
Yeah.
Hey, money hungry right now, boy. You better be careful wherever you go.
So what, Eddie?
I said, hey, money hungry
like
right
this
now.
Some police giving out tickets, and the gas prices is going up. So they trying to figure out which way they can.
They can't be giving out no motherfucking tickets the way these motherfuckers speeding up and down the Dan Ryan and the Eisenhower and shit. They can't be giving out no motherfucking tickets.
Yeah,
man,
they
giving out
tickets left and right.
No, they ain't.
But it is four state troopers sitting between 76 and 83rd on the south side of the circle.
Yeah, them motherfuckers must not be doing nothing. The only time motherfuckers up to get a ticket, goddamn, he got to be on south of Kankakee, goddamn, heading towards Memphis. These motherfuckers up and down these Dan Ryan ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
Them people
drive too fast.
It's
72. Every fucking day you see them flying up and down the Dan Ryan and shit. For what? Motherfuckers can't go nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, doing nothing but running right into traffic.
That's all they're doing.
Hey, man, they're
motherfucking idiots.
They supposed to be in Detroit tomorrow. I was headed up to Detroit, and I made a phone call. They said they canceled the race.
What race was that?
Milan. Milan supposed to be
But they
tomorrow.
Got bad weather coming?
No, they just didn't open the track. It's supposed to be their grand opening.
Oh, why did they cancel it? Bad weather or something?
No, they didn't. They said the track didn't open. I called Pine. Pine said they're going to be at Lena. Lena, wherever the fuck that track is. Lapeer. They're going to be in Lapeer. Now, the race is supposed to be, I looked at the thing. It said Minor. I was going to drive up to Minor.
Lapeer is the boxcar raceway. Yeah,
that was a boxcar.
That motherfucking narrower than my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
What? Lapeer?
Yeah.
Yep.
I ain't never been there up 42.
Oh, 42 nice. 42 nice than a motherfucker now. 42 is
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. 42 is a nice facility. 42 is a nice facility. Only thing I hate about 42, goddamn it, ain't no motherfucking washrooms, man.
Yeah, they ain't
got
no water.
Get that straightened out. No, I don't know when they're going to get that straightened out.
They ain't got the water up on that hill yet. But yeah, that's a nice joint though. They did that one real nice.
Yeah, I got a text saying there's gonna be a little action on in Mexico tonight.
Yeah,
okay.
I just seen a white Mustang up there. I just left the other guy up there testing that with a white Mustang. I was just over there with him chit chatting.
I heard something about a yellow El Camino. I don't know.
Oh, that's Chicken Baby, Chicken Little, Chicken Little and Udo. I just can't go to no street race. I don't feel comfortable. If something go wrong, I can't get out they motherfucking way. They crazy.
Yeah.
I like to hear about it. I don't want to see it.
I'll watch them on YouTube.
Yep.
Hey, that's what I feel about it. I might ride up to the Grove tomorrow.
So how's the new surface on the Grove?
Well, I ain't never made a path down it, but when I was there watching, them motherfuckers was hooking and booking. Now, what they done now, I don't know. I ain't seen nobody else. I see Zaynian was there yesterday. I ain't hear them say nothing, but they were there yesterday. They had that old Mooski out there yesterday.
They had what out?
That Malibu. What's the name of that Malibu? What's the name of it?
Lil Vinny.
Lil Vinny. They had Lil Vinny out there yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Lil Vinny looked good.
Yeah, that's a nice looking car.
Look real good.
I get them people they props, man. I got these niggas that don't like to get no niggas they props. I give them their little props, man. They got a nice car, they traveling, and they... I want to say they trying to race. I don't know. Yes or no. But all these niggas criticize the motherfucker that's letting the brake go. That's dumb as fuck, you ask me. They cried when the track didn't open. Now the track's open, they still ain't doing shit.
Shit, what else is new?
Yeah, I was about to say the same fucking thing. What the fuck did you expect? Shit to change?
Hey. I ain't even gonna tell you no lie, I was mad as hell when my car broke. But after I looked around, what the bass doing shit? Yeah, niggas wasn't doing shit. I like shit. It didn't even matter if it broke or not.
Shit, ain't nothing gonna change.
But one thing I can say, you get threatened to death when your car is running. Yeah, they're going to call you out every day.
What better time to call a motherfucker out?
Shit. I've been getting text messages every other day. Commissary note. I just laugh. Oh, I said, man, fuck y'all. Y'all know what y'all can get. It ain't got to be my ass. Anyone that your lips fall in on, just fuck up and say, this is a preacher boy. I'm going to enjoy the hell out of my golf cart.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir. Any special guests want to come on tonight? Somebody got something to say? Come on in here. Yes, sir.
I see Peso, goddammit, making some nice looking shakedowns, y'all. Peso trying to race, big thing. I look good.
Oh, and Peso supposed to be coming over here for the race? Big Sam on the race?
I don't know. I know he threatened Leon, and he told Leon to come to a race. He's going to be at the weekend. He's lying.
You ain't heard nothing like that, kid.
They threatened him and Three Love. They threatened him and Three Love.
Yeah, ain't heard nothing like that.
You don't want to hit nothing like that.
Could be possible. No, I'm talking about I ain't heard nothing about Peso coming this way. Not yet.
I thought I heard him mention to Leon that he would come over here, the Big Sean race. They could get back-to-back races.
Well, I know he's a busy man.
I heard him say he's not coming off the trailer. He said he's not coming off the trailer. I heard that much.
I don't blame him. If that's how he races, that's how he races. Yeah.
He's not coming off the trailer. He said he's going to make him a shake down here decide, you know, what he's going to do.
Well, hey, that makes good sense in my world.
Yeah. Yeah, it's each his own.
Hey,
Eddie. That's it. Yeah.
Hey.
I see you
Peso trying to run Double D.
With what?
His vet.
Oh. That's good action, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be here for the cancer awareness event.
Hey, John.
I know what's going on. Yeah, he's supposed to be coming over for Big Sam race, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's going to bring that race. So he bring a bus car.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, WD them ain't locked in yet because they can't come to a neutral agreement yet. So,
well, we're going to get off the pot now.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what's really going to happen.
Yeah,
we'll find out who's
captain,
huh?
Busy man. Yes, yeah, a lot going on. That's why I say shit. I would know.
Yeah, trust me, Eddie. I know what you mean, man. A lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, that brother got a lot going on, man.
There's a lot of people in the kitchen trying to put the recipes together for that nigga ass.
What? Say that again?
I see a lot of people in the kitchen cooking some recipes for some ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They talking, but they ain't mixing yet.
I'm just hating the way the world is. You order shit, you got to wait so motherfucker long to get it, goddammit.
Man, tell me about it. I know what you mean.
But, hey, but you know what the funny part is? They take that money right then and there. They take that money instantly. The rest of the shit, you just got to sit back and wait.
Sure, I've been waiting on some rims, man. For it's been it took them 4 weeks for three weeks for it to come. Then it come, it's the wrong one. Whole bolt pattern, everything wrong. But they measured it. So now I gotta wait another 3 to 4 weeks just for the rim.
I know they told me 10 weeks. I know it's been 4 so far, so I got 6 more to go, look like, or 5 more to go.
Right, man.
But anything's possible. I like to wave the wand and make something happen.
Yeah, you're right about that. Anything's possible. Baby, baby.
Yo, car ready, preacher boy?
I'm broke. My car. I broke my car the same day we was out there.
Oh, okay. I ain't know.
Yeah, that's like you ain't heard me making no, but I ain't making no noise normally.
Hey, am I on the show?
No, motherfucker, hang up and call back and ask again.
okay. I had to go in and out because I might have got a little picnic thing going on. Chuck, you ain't the only one that can have a picnic.
I hear you, Rob.
Hey. Rob put that Chuck E. Cheese.
It's Christmas birthday. And shit, yeah. And Chuck E. Cheese is grilling with us. They out there having a party with us.
Mm.
I hear you.
I'm trying to get away from the music. Where that goddamn old Eddie at? His granddaughter whooping his tail again.
Yeah, it's down his ass babysitting.
Okay.
Hey, Rob, everybody's trying to beat your ass, and you won't even come out and play. At least if you come out and take one ass whooping, or give a ass whooping, you can run.
Rob say he's coming out.
Yeah, I'm coming to watch y'all. I'm coming to watch y'all take test pass. See
what he just said? He's coming to watch.
Hey, Chuck, I learned from the veteran. Don't bring your car unless you locked in because everybody want to see something for free. They don't want to pay no money. They don't want to pay no money to see what's going to happen.
Damn, BJ. No, I was thinking if you show up, everybody and their mama going to try to fuck you up.
Stop running in between them.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
You one in 100 that's going to get a bunch of niggas trying to race you.
No,
you just ain't gonna
that ain't true.
People that coming at you.
No, they don't want that smoke. And what Peanut said yesterday is true. You know what I was thinking about, Chuck?
What's the reason why
guys be saying, why are you trying to run me? I got a race already. All that is because they scared of me. They don't want that smoke. There you go.
Hey, man, this was the killing part about all this shit. You mother...
What happened? Damn, somebody dropped off.
Yeah, it's me. My phone fucking... Hold on. Gotta turn the earphone. Yeah. You motherfuckers are going to go out there and make a trespass free. And I'm going to try to... No, man, I can't go now. I ain't trying to do that.
Hey, man, go buy you a motherfucking phone, man.
Huh?
Go buy you a goddamn phone that don't cut out every other word.
No, bro, I just told you, my earpiece went dead.
Yeah, I know. That's why I had to cut mine off. Shit.
Yeah, motherfucker, earpiece went dead and shit. Get it? It tried to kick in, kick out.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, you saying they want to see all free shit, huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's why you make them pay to play.
No, you just never take a full blast. You make sure your car don't go down the track. Yeah, that's the only way you're going to get some action.
Or they just won't see it until it's time for them to get their tail kicked. That's showing where they heart is.
Hey, it's easy. You supposed to leave at 3,500. You put that bitch on 4,800 and knock tires off, and then you say you ready.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
All I hear is, ain't nobody seen you since last year, 2 years ago. And I'm thinking to myself, does that matter? If you can't beat a motor car, what's wrong with you?
You know, hey, Rob, they might think you bought one of them 500-inch motors or something, you know. That's all.
Yeah.
They got to see something before they race.
I see. I guess grudge racing ain't got all the heart they say they got. Because I know if I was in a class race, they'd be racing me.
Yeah, well, they got a race.
With nothing
so
said.
Don't make
ain't
a
no nobody give a fuck about a Rob. I don't even know why you even engaging in that dumbass conversation. Yeah, beat the fuck out of Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
we know one person
Rob.
That hates to hear the other person
laugh
get accolades.
All the time. Shit.
Hey, Chuck. Was you listening to the show yesterday, Chuck?
I was on there for a little bit.
Oh,
wow.
You missed a good show. Preacher Boy wasn't talking.
Oh.
I ain't got nothing to say. My car ain't running. Why the fuck I got to say? What the fuck do I have to say, bro? My car is not running. And your bitch ass ain't gonna race. Your little bitch ass ain't never going to race. So what the fuck?
Yeah, I will, but you got to say something to get me to come out and race you, Preacher Boy.
I ain't got to say
I ain't running you head up no more.
Wait a minute, listen.
I ain't never got to run you, bro. You can't make me or break me, and you damn sure ain't gonna outbet me. So,
well, if you mess up your paint job, I'll run your head up. Since you got a pretty paint job, I need a spot.
Spot your ass. You a nigga. You born with a spot.
I ain't never heard that one, Rob, but that was a good one.
Well, I'm gonna be the first, Chuck. I'm gonna be the first to say it. I'm going to be first to say it.
Hey, what's the first thing they call a nigga, a spook or a spot? You a spot, motherfucker. You got it already. You born with it.
Well, I don't even know what that means, but okay. That's like you saying something in Spanish. I don't understand Spanish.
I know you don't. Understand how I beat the shit out of you.
Hey, Preacher
I'm
Boy.
I'm not saying you can't, Preacher Boy. Yeah. If I run you the way you want me to run, you can beat me.
You know most of the locked in racers. Just give me a quick rundown of who's running.
Well, Terry on Raylo, Anthony and Raylo, Brian and Scrap, Ken and Jack Ball.
Skin and Jack Ball.
Yeah, Skin and Jack Ball.
Okay.
Whatever the boy name was, the Nova.
Javier
and Jack Ball.
Oh, Javier, okay. And Jack Ball.
And you
okay.
got you got Sam and Carmelo. You got Sam and Vic.
With Toe Tagger?
Yeah, with Toe Tagger.
Okay.
He's trying to dress Toe Tagger.
Okay. That's big. Keep going.
That's all I know at this particular moment.
Okay.
But that's more. Hey, listen. That's more than we done heard. Period. But just to hear Sham going twice in one day, goddammit, not in one year, was the best term in the world.
Yeah.
If you say Tupac up, I say he tried.
that ought to be interesting.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
At least we know he won.
Well, I thought Three Lug was, is Three Lug running Raylo too? Or no, that's
no.
Off.
Yeah.
No, that's Anthony.
Yeah, I know Anthony with the Camaro. Yeah.
That's three little team. So that's three little. When you say Anthony, you say three little.
Okay, I know what car it is. I know what car it is.
Yeah, he used to be with me. Now he with them. So.
Okay.
Right. He's trying to beat my ass too. He been calling me and texting me. I'm good with it.
Okay. Yeah.
I told him I'm in rehab.
I'm gonna be like,
you dressing me the way I want to be dressed.
You saying Anthony jumping ship?
Hey, he's a grown ass man. Listen, he ain't jumping no ship on me. He's a grown ass man. He do what the fuck he want to do. That's his shit.
Hey, man, I'm just talking shit. That's all.
2448. Who we got?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Will?
Man, it's easy money.
Yeah. What's happening with easy money?
Man, I was wondering, man, if I can get if any of them guys up north wanted to come and they be Saturday night up there.
That sounds like one of my teammates there, ain't it?
No, you ain't got nobody that fast on your team, man. Cut that out.
Hey, Will.
Yo, what's the deal?
Hey, Will. He might try you with Cold Blue. Monte Carlo looks just like mine.
What one is that?
It's a blue Monte Carlo just like mine. And then I can see you in Alabama the next week.
Okay. Okay.
The
one y'all call Cobra?
Yeah.
Somebody got some background. Hey, whoever got that background doing some work.
Somebody watching this. It sounds like somebody watching this.
Yeah. Yeah, mute your mic. Come on, y'all. Have some respect.
Hey, Will, we ain't gonna talk about it on the phone, but I have Donye call you tomorrow or Monday or some shit.
Okay.
I didn't want to talk about it on my show. Come on,
man.
We
don't lock in over no motherfucking show, man. We got a guy on the phone that want to rate. We don't need you motherfucking outside people talking about shit y'all don't know. He's looking for somebody else. Now, why don't you lock him in with your cop? Why don't you lock him in your cop? He got a small, he got a good little small block, and he got slicks and bars on it, just like you.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, Junior car ready?
Yeah.
Junior car back together? The Noble?
I don't know, dog.
Hey, Chuck, he will be accommodated. He will be accommodated when
that's
he
what,
here,
that's
man.
Why he calling on that now. He want to get a couple of races.
Well, we already been talking to him, so you just handle your part. Don't try to shout at me because of my
fucking
ass.
Hey, we already got
ass.
It. We going to race wherever we at.
All right.
So I'm coming closer to them, but we'll try something with the other car. Fuck it, we ain't got nothing else to do.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
You know. Yeah. Just saying, but he looking for more than one damn race.
It's gonna be he gonna get it.
Well, that's what he trying to establish that. So you gotta throw somebody out there.
In other words, he said you got to step out there to get in.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he coming all the way up from Mississippi.
Is that
he's going to town race?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's one day of Saturday, but they're going to be testing on Friday.
Okay. Because I'm going to leave Thursday coming up there. Okay.
Yeah,
they always
make
it. Don't worry about it. But he's just looking for a little more action.
Eddie, you know of anybody prepping that track?
Nah, not right. I ain't talking to him about that.
Yeah, the track will be getting prepped.
Will, Leroy,
Hey, man, I don't know if y'all been out there, but motherfucking 41 been looking real good the last couple of weeks. Real good.
Hey, did you hear me? The reason why I'm asking because y'all did that last year with Brandon Mass, and I was just wondering if y'all was doing something similar. That's all. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, it will be getting prepped this year.
About 41, or y'all got outside guys coming in?
We're gonna have outside coming in. Probably the same guy, but don't quote me on that. But it will.
What's happening,
outside
bro?
Will be prepping.
Okay.
What's going on?
Hey, y'all heard?
Not much, bro. I was gonna call you yesterday.
Hey, Will.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Will. I might have something else I'll check for you tomorrow. I got a little F-Body Firebird, Big Ties, and Willie Balls. We might be able to do something for something small, about 1500, something like that.
Okay.
All right. I'll get with you tomorrow, Monday.
What's going on, Chuck?
Ain't nothing going on, Vic. Got a man on the phone coming up from Mississippi looking for a little action. That's all.
Bro, give him a piece of pie.
Leroy, champ.
Huh?
Leroy. That's Leroy.
Oh, what up, Leroy? To your punk ass
hey,
in
Leroy,
Alabama,
baby.
Too. All right.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
I told you I'm going to fuck my way up y'all family tree. You already know the rules.
Yeah, you've been talking that shit for years, and we still on top. All right.
Okay, well, yes, sir. Well, you're going to be at 41, right? Don't talk to me.
No, I might be going up to Larry T's race. If we can hook up these three races. If not, we'll be out there with Cold Blue.
Okay, so we'll figure something out. Okay, so I might feel like doing a little fucking on the 18th.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you like this, Leroy. I won't be there with my car, but we'll have Cold Blue there regardless.
Okay, well, I ain't gonna let the day go by without trying to do some fucking. So.
Well, that's on you, dog. You do what you want to do. I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
Oh, I want what's the name of y'all crew?
Beat the fuck out of Leroy.
Okay, that's what I want. That's what I want. I want my head, bro.
You already said you'd be in Alabama, so that's cool.
I'm coming to y'all shit. I'm supporting y'all shit. You know, I appreciate y'all coming out to our shit.
Oh, we always going to be at your shit, dog. You know that.
And likewise, I'm going to reciprocate. You know, so we'll come up here.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm saying I'm trying
we'll
to hook
come
the most
up
shit up for me, though. So.
Okay, well, you can
that
try
way I can
me
do
in because you can get hold of me anytime.
Oh, yeah. I got you. But no, we going there.
We ain't got no
problem. I'm just trying to get Will and them a little more action. You know?
You know, all
they
you got to do is call me ugly, anything, I'm gone. But we'll do whatever. I'm not letting Will come up there and not give him some action. So he got that.
Oh, no, he going to get some. I'm just trying to make a little something with him. And I know Larry might race him, and then if we get Cold Blue out there, we're trying with that, you know, just have a little fun.
That's,
you know,
that's fine. And, you know, I ain't trying to knock your dick in the dirt. I'm just trying to fuck you up a little bit, you know, whoop your ass.
You,
want
you,
still,
could,
what I'm trying to do.
You still couldn't
ain't
do that, so I just, you just keep
up.
Making it sound good.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you much. Thank you. So,
hey, Leroy, run him with that red ugly ass mud bone. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're gonna work it out. We're gonna work it out. So.
See how you got off the phone real quick.
I ain't off the phone. I know. Like I told you, I'm on yours.
Running with Eddie Carr.
Nah, don't tell me what tree to shit under. Fuck you.
Yeah. I told you wrong to pull the paper under that motherfucker.
you gonna wipe your chest off because
hey,
you get shitted
hey,
off.
Hey, yeah. Leroy. It sounded like you had no confidence in that.
Yep.
No,
it's all good.
It's good, man.
Well, I look forward to you, and then I'm gonna work my way on up. So.
I got you, dog. It's gonna happen.
We're gonna work it out, man. Yes, sir. You know, it's gonna be the black motherfucker, Chuck.
Yeah, I hear you. I was just preacher boy was just telling me all who locked in the race, so I'm just, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's gonna be some more. We're gonna have another card out too, so we're gonna work it out.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah, so I look forward to seeing y'all soon, and we're gonna work it out.
Hey, dog. You know, we gonna have at least 2-3 cars there, regardless. So, you know.
And we gonna have about 4 or 5.
Okay, well, that's cool. Y'all supposed to get
out. About 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I know
so
Vic gonna have
together.
About 2-3 of them motherfuckers out there. So it'll be good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I got some young boys love to get hold of Vic them, so it's all good.
Oh, damn, Vic must don't know about that.
Probably don't, but you know, I know they hungry, and Vic them gonna be out there. Everybody gonna be trying to race, so everybody just hungry and ready to play.
Oh yeah, okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
Damn. Vic Musk don't know about this there at his ass. Shit.
I ain't saying all that, but they gonna be trying to race. Everybody that got a car, they gonna be trying to race.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, enough for the lip boxing. Let's get this shit on.
Yeah, let's get it on. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Mm. Hey, Will.
Hey, let's.
Hey, yo, Will.
Yo.
If Chuck pump fake, man, everything going to be all right, man.
Okay.
We'll be there with our fist balled up, man. All right, well, hey, I'm going to get off because Chuck
yeah,
ready to humble on the phone.
Get the fuck
right?
On then, boy. You ain't talking about shit.
Yes, sir. Hey, Chuck, you rather slide down the pole or razor blade?
Not with that shit you got, I ain't.
don't worry, hey Chuck.
Yay.
Chuck.
Yay.
Lock me in, goddammit. You can lock me in right now. So wherever we going,
hey,
lock me the fuck.
You already
in
know
the
biz. We on the premises.
Yes, sir.
So I see
yes,
your
sir.
Ass in.
I see
your ass in Alabama.
I will never in life turn y'all down. Ever.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
That means
don't
from
be surprised,
you,
motherfucker.
You
we show up with something else up there.
Oh, man, you ain't gonna pee on a pool, Chuck.
You ain't gonna
do no pissing nowhere, man. I got you. We gonna work it out, man. All right, I'm ready to humble.
Well, hang the fucking phone up, Leroy. Ain't nobody.
Yeah,
yes,
sir. Enjoy your alcohol beverage. Have a good night.
Yeah, I got that Miller High Life rolling around here. All right, Leroy. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Where that motherfucking lowdown ass Eddie at?
He on a hamburger.
What a baby.
I'm right here, ducking. Damn. I'm right here, ducking. Why you think I had to go on mute, motherfucker?
I don't know. I know you got a babysit.
You damn right. Mm-hmm. And this one here, boy, the grandbaby right here, Chuck.
He put it in front of the computer and let everybody mic be open.
Hey, Chuck, she walk around with both her fists balled up and a pistol on her waistline. Get back over here.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's all good.
That ain't my baby. That's a humbugger.
Yes, sir.
Hey, where Rob go? Where that damn Rob at? I know his ass on him.
That nigga that fell in the toilet, you know he little. He fell in the porta potty.
Oh, damn. Mm, mm, mm.
Hey, he went in the porta potty and that motherfucker started talking to him. He said, you know you ain't nothing but a piece of shit. Come on in. You're a piece of shit. Come on in.
What a nice night. Could be at somebody's price.
I want to go to drive-in tonight. I guess I go tomorrow.
Drive-in.
Forty-niner drive-in, man. It's in Valparaiso. You know, like you're going to going to Lincoln, not like you're going to US 30. When you get off on 65, you keep straight about another mile. It's called the 49er. You can look it up, man. It's remind you of the old Bel Air.
Hey, listen, now you know there's another one out like you're going to when you're going to Wisconsin. They got one out that way before you get. Past 60.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Yep.
Yep. You know what? That's a good date night. Go to the drive-in.
Yeah. Nice, cool night like this. Nice little breeze. Man, perfect. They had that movie Top Gun playing out there. I still want to see that.
Yeah, you can go and just take you some chills out there and just lean back.
Yeah.
And that's something I might pull off tomorrow. Sunday.
Would not be a bad thing to do.
It's way better than the hood.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Hey man, listen. We know our shit is that bad. They shooting at the police, man. So what a bystander got. Motherfucker finna get 200 years for shooting a dog.
Well, one thing about a preacher boy. Two things ain't gonna last too long. A dog chasing cars and motherfucker shooting at the police.
What the fuck is that?
Hey, they fucking a goose, whatever it is. Hey, listen, check this part out. The dog that got shot, them motherfuckers got people standing around bodyguarding it like he a police officer. They got him guarding the door while the damn dog's staying there, man.
It is. Amen. They consider the police officer. They consider the officer.
The dog got a bad
job. But they guarding this motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, two things ain't going to last long. Two things ain't going to last long. Motherfucking dog chasing cars and motherfucking shooting at the police. That ain't going to last too long.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Hey, but I'm going to tell y'all what's the funniest shit I've heard, though. Hey, boy, they chain these dogs every fucking thing. Every time something goes wrong for these white folks, they change the laws quick. You got to fix this shit.
pretty soon we're going to have that OK Corral law come in. Kill or be killed. They keep going downtown, fuck it up. They gonna tell you right then and there. You catch a motherfucker, you shoot to kill.
Yeah, they gonna bring back that goddamn 1968 Richard Daley law.
Who was that?
Shoot to kill.
Shoot the kill. Hey, put them dogs on their ass.
Let them motherfuckers tear up another church or shoot up another school or a mall. Yeah, they going to have that shoot the kill law come in.
Man, these motherfuckers acting so motherfucking ignorant. I don't know what to do. Motherfucking plumb stupid.
Hey, man, they got that shit from that Glenn Delta.
Self
auto video game.
Yeah, all that kind of shit on. Yeah. That's where they get that shit from.
They got that shit from that video game. Now they're trying to live that
shit. Mm-hmm.
I looked at that.
Oh,
my
yeah.
daughter was trying to say yesterday. I said, wait a minute.
That's
what these niggas doing in the street. Radio. I said, yep, that's where they got it from.
Gonna
live
their ass right on into a motherfucking pine box.
Yep. They don't get to hit the reset button on that motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
That temptation shit they doing now ain't going to last too long. That's that shit that ended the wheel.
All I can say is these goddamn parents need to get control of their motherfucking kids.
Man, I just got $50 worth of gas and got 9 gallons.
Oh, shit. You was doing good. You damn near got 10.
Yeah, it was 5:30. I got it for 5:30. And I walked out my house and drove past the gas station. That bitch said $6. So what the fuck? Well, I went to bed and it wasn't no motherfucking $6.
It went up 50 cents overnight, less than 24 hours.
And these folks go crazy. Then they gonna be wondering why a nigga sticking up the gas station, taking them quick. Hey, but the gas price is so high, the gas people at the gas station keep buying gas. They filling people shit up with water. Yeah, hey, Chuck, so you don't know if your buddy is Tyree, you don't know if Junior got his car back together, you ain't talked to him? Chuck, just fell off on y'all.
On the way, man.
Chuck, go on, y'all. Hello? Are y'all there?
Yeah, we here.
Yeah, I said, did Chuck get off the phone?
I didn't hear him sign off.
Y'all heard from that faggot ass principal?
Oh, man.
From who?
The principal.
Oh. The substitute. The substitute.
That brother's probably listening.
But I'm trying to bring him to prime time. I'm trying to make him press the one button.
Oh, yeah. Y'all got a little something to settle this year, right?
What's to settle? I keep my foot in his ass. Next time, I ain't going to put no shoestring in if I can leave it in his ass.
Oh, God.
Damn!
His neck brace is going to cost him. That was a test pass. Hey, that was a test pass for that little money. Next time he meet me, he got to raise the roof.
Uh-oh.
No, but he told me if he shoulda, coulda, woulda, he'd have beat my ass.
Wow.
So I want him shoulda, woulda, coulda. Oh, shit. That damn, they got some potholes on this motherfucker. And they threw me out the car.
Where you at, Freak?
Hey, I'm coming from Indiana. The worst part, Gary. Hell, I think Gary's better than this. Hey, Gary done upgraded past the city now. The city is fucked up.
I ain't been over there on Plan Avenue in a while.
I was back there on New Dolly watching them motherfuckers take them step past me. I saw the police hit off in the hole watching them. Never said a word to the little Puerto Rican boy. They were just like motherfuckers. I told him he's the smartest motherfucker I've seen. He testing during the daytime. He ain't got nothing to tell us. I mean, it was deserted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back. What I missed?
You ain't
missed. Let me look at this board, man. I'm getting more phone calls than I normally get on a Friday night, man. I got to go back now and look at this board. Let me make sure ain't nobody sitting there, man. Yeah, it is. Somebody got their hands up. Let me pull them over.
Yeah, baby.
No,
it is I.
248-8504. Who we got?
Hey, Big Eddie. Big Eddie, you really don't want to open this line. You got this doggone mess starting chemo on the phone.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Let's check it out, Big Eddie.
Hey, Big Eddie, I heard the boys on the mic, right? So they were talking about how the guys up at $7 and $6, right?
Yeah.
Can y'all tell me what the gas price was when last time Low Rider brought some race fuel for his car?
Oh, come on, Kimo.
Kimo, baby, calm down, baby. He bought his gas about the same time you bought some race gas.
There you go.
Hey, I bought my gas about, I bought my gas about 10 years ago. He ain't bought no race gas in 20 years. Can y'all tell me which race gas price
damn.
Was?
Damn.
The race gas ain't changed that much, Kimo. It's the regular gas that's in the pump.
It's cheaper about race gas, Kimo. Kimo, it's cheaper about race gas.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Tell me how much y'all think Low Rider paid for a 55-gallon drum of gas since he raced.
Oh, man, not the Sunoco 260.
Hey, Kimo. The mistake you're making, the man been saving up since he wasn't racing, so he can buy all the fuel he wants.
Mm.
No,
he's been putting it in a little jar. He's been putting the money in a little jar for him to get all his race gas, his nitrous, and everything, so it won't be a hassle.
Yeah.
And then he met Tim House, and Tim House said, look, put your money in one of these Ziploc bags and lay your bag.
Yeah,
and
right.
Got
oh, man.
So he's been saving.
Not the Ziploc bag.
He got plenty of money, baby. So you can stop knocking him, baby.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know what was the last price of gas. That's all I wanted to know. Nobody can tell me because they can't think back that far. They can't think back that far. Well,
Lord,
carry on,
fella. Hey, Timo, you coming this way to a Sham's race?
No.
Hey,
I got
to
Hold on.
Big Eddie, let the callers know. That Chemo is allergic to the track. He can't come to the track. He'll break out. You know
what? I'm allergic.
Oh,
you break out with stupidity.
You break out with
what I'm allergic to.
Man, that guy did all kind of crazy stuff. Darn wine head.
Let him know.
Hey, my buddy Chemo comes to the track. He gonna get monkey pop.
But see. This Alabama pot belly short motherfucker right there, Tim High.
Like I told him, Eddie, I'm the oldest, baddest old man that he know. I'm the oldest bad man that he know. I'm a bad old man. Don't care nothing about it. Don't care nothing about him. Don't care nothing about his race program. Don't care nothing about his driver, his mechanic, his team.
Say how the pot pay, boy.
Now watch it. He know I'm
hurt,
Eddie. He know I'm hurt. They all talk that junk. Lock in, but when I had the car running, I ain't heard nobody locking in.
Guess what, Eddie?
Hold on, brother Eddie, y'all done seen me at 41 and 42 and 131 and Milan and Superior. I've been all the track with Big Red, but I ain't seen Chemo.
Hey, Big Red,
man.
Okay. Hey, y'all know
what
Big
up,
Red.
Chemo? He got to answer the question. Only time he comes to the track is with Little Wheel. Now, they can hold hands, and Chemo, they ride together. Chemo got his left hand in the wheel's crotch. You know, he holding
damn.
On to the wheel. You got to go to
man.
Pop-Pop. You got to go to
Pop-Pop.
Big
Eddie, Big Eddie.
Hey, Chemo.
Hey, Big Eddie, can you get your deep fry guy on? Can you get your deep fry guy on? I'm going to tell you how to see if Chuck left or not.
Chuck might be gone now. I had to take care of some business. I come back.
Hey, Eddie. Tim House, motherfucking ass, wouldn't let me push the button until he found out Chuck was off the line.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Me and Eddie got something for Chuck. Chuck's still on the list, man. He ain't got off the list yet. We still on the list.
Yeah, Chuck already been accommodated.
Yep, y'all going at Chuck Red for the bread, right?
That's right.
Chuck already been called on tonight.
Shoot. If Chuck had to let Big Red leave and get out there, he know he wasn't catching that song gun. He had to get on out there. He had to go if he's going to catch Big Red now. But one thing I can tell you, bro, Eddie can tell you the truth, too. Once you push that thing in high gear, good God almighty, that thing coming, brother. She coming, boy. You can believe
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
She coming.
Every race you had.
Hey, watch this.
Every race you had, you was getting something.
I got the littlest thing out there, Chemo. I got the littlest thing out there. I got the raggediest car out there.
It looks like you need to stay on the porch.
No, long as the big dogs get a little puppy or something to make him feel that he's a big dog, he'll try you.
Hey, Eddie, I got to ask you. Yeah. I just really want you to ask. When you got, if I got a big block, you got a big block. I got a power adder. He got a power adder.
You got two of them.
Hold on, hold on. Do you not have two stages of nitrous or more?
But don't leave that out.
Do you have two stages of nitrous or more?
I got two stages of nitrous, chemo.
I got two turbos. Man, goddamn, we even did a motherfucking
You know what they told? I watched and I read it, and it said turbos are unlimited horsepower. The motors would just go till they blow up because the turbo run off the exhaust, so there ain't no excuse.
Okay, now, Eddie, I got to add.
No, man. I'm limited.
Did they say he had to stop at two kits?
No. I don't reckon so.
Why he ain't? You know,
but the only thing
that he don't want to...
Bruh, Eddie, I didn't have no 10 years to sit around and study everybody's race program, then come out with a big block, twin turbo, radio versus the world chassis car. I ain't had time to do all that, Eddie.
Hey, Tim House, I bet you got more chassis in your car than me.
I got an old beat-up dinosaur. That's what y'all call it. See, this is what I get mad about, Eddie. They talk about me.
Do you have a chassis car?
You know what they do? Tell me you got an old piece of junk. Then they turn around now and they want to put me in the class like I'm some kind of got some $100,000 chassis car. I got an old dinosaur that's been sitting in the archives. That's all.
Tim, let me ask you, do you got stock suspension?
It's a chassis car.
Okay, I got stock suspension.
Yeah, but you got a radio versus the world.
I got stock
$100,000 chassis. You got $100,000
suspension, man.
Yeah.
Hey Tim, you putting the wagon in front of the horse. You got the wagon on the horse. You got to sit back. You got to sit back and see how he comes before you start. You know, and then once you see him, you just either gonna say I want it or I don't, and that's it.
Hey, Big Eddie, I got to ask Kid a question.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Kid. I got a guy locked in the room, right? Another fake lockie. Go ahead, Kimo. Another fake lockie. I got Q of the Young Money team locked in, right? You hear me? Now, somehow get on here, he be popping off at the gums and shit. That's what I asked him, kid. I said, man, you know, you're part of Young Money. Let's lock in. $500 since you're part of Young Money, make you part of Young Money. We're gonna lock in $500. Pay out of pocket.
Versus
Q.
You know what I told him, Big Eddie? I gotta keep every dollar because they say I'm broke. They say I'm doing the best I. Hold on. They say I'm depending on the handicap. I gotta hold on to every dollar I got to get this car done. Hey, kid, I already bought the front clip. I got it sitting at the house in the garage. I can prove it to you. I got the motor in the shop. I got all. I'm doing everything I can. Now, it's out of my hands if the man putting the motor together. I can't. It's out of my hands until the man say he gonna put the front clip on, and then I can do.
Now this man waited ten years.
Now he wanna rush me.
All I asked that man, put $500 on your teammate, and we're going to pay out of pocket. You think that man wants to put that $500 up? Oh, man. I'm going to put that $500 toward that bill. A kid, I found out I had a few little things. Hey, kid, you think $500 going to stop that man from getting his car? I would hope not. Hey, kid, and the man sharecropping on the weekend and after work. After work, he's sharecropping like a motherfucker. You mean tell me he got $500?
I got to hold on to it, kid. I got to hold on to every dollar I get.
Yeah, you got a point there.
I don't know what the bill gonna be, but I know it's gonna be up there.
Hey, I know. Mm-hmm. I know if 500 gonna keep you from paying your bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because you know what'll happen? If I don't get the car out, then they gonna say something. If I don't put enough money in the Ziploc bag, they gonna say something. They always mm-hmm. got something to say about me. But when they check my resume, in the last mm-hmm. 10 years, chemo ain't raised nobody. I don't have to go no further than that. I don't have to go no further than that.
I gave you, hold on, come on. I gave you 10 years to get to support spot. You mean 10 years you couldn't
I was racing. Now watch
you couldn't buy
also,
no HP boy.
Kid. Now watch this. Mr. Tim, mm-hmm. that's me. I went to the mm-hmm. track several. Each and every time I turn around, they had Wayne and Peso had this no ET and all that stuff at the track. Big Red mm-hmm. was sitting there, and I got mad at him a couple of times. I said, look, man, I paid my money to get in the track, and then all you can tell me about this shootout crap. I don't care nothing about it. I want to make a pass, man. If not, don't invite me to come back to this garbage, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I know I just want to Hold on, kid. He tried to, you know what? Now
that's what they told me.
Okay, I'm
going to
go
ahead.
Go ahead.
You can make a pass, but you're going to have to get on the side of Big Wayne, Jimbo,
man,
Jimbo.
Nick Rose.
Oh, man.
Watch this. Okay, hold on, kid. I drove all the way down to 41. I've been to 31 mm-hmm. and all the rest of the places racing. Why wouldn't I go mm-hmm. in my own backyard 45 minutes from the house to race one of these crap
hey,
tests? Now, wait a minute. Hold on, kid. Chemo had his car running, but he didn't want no problem with that big red summer gun.
Hey,
he didn't want no trouble with it.
Hey, Keith. What up, Kimo? Jimbo Wayne, Chemo. Hey, we've been on a world ass kicking tour. You think any one of them, kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, kid. When you was coming around, did Jimbo look like he feared any motherfucking thing?
Well,
nope.
Hold on. You seen Big Wayne, right?
I don't know about Jimbo. I don't hear nothing about him.
Hey. You think Big Wayne feared anything?
Okay, well, that's the same thing I'm trying
hold
to
say. Hold on, hold on. Hey, kid, check this out.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, I'm all over. I'm racing. Watch this. Shut up for a minute. Hold on.
Streaking called me out.
And you ran out the track.
DMX called me out.
You ran out the track.
Hold on. Chuck called me out. But ain't none of the rest of these crackers just thought anything about me.
Damn.
I don't care about nothing about none of them.
You think Ray Ray is scared to run Tim Hopkins?
And Big Eddie, I'm trying to tell you, I ran Junior's Pro Charger.
You think Biz was scared to run Tim Hopkins?
Yeah, well, they didn't do it. That's all I can tell you. Man, back then, why didn't you get in the way, man?
We out there fighting, baby. Why didn't you get in the way, man?
That ain't my style. When I ran Cold Blue and them, I shook them. I don't have to get on the phone and call and cut up. You already know what I did to you.
Man,
you ain't got no problem. But all I'm telling you, Street Kings up here, DMX and Chuck are the only ones that ever called me out. Chemo didn't call me out.
Get your ass down at y'all race, boy. Get out. He know I went over in the football and got rocks and garbage all in my motor.
He know that, but he want to come and touch his wing after 10 years. You read between the lines. You ain't got to worry about it. Eddie, you didn't hear nobody talking junk to me except for Chuck. That's the only one talking junk to me was Chuck. The rest of these cows don't want no trouble. They don't want no trouble.
Hey, that motherfucker scared to death.
This man talking about he want to run bottom feeders first. Bottom feeders.
Hey, brother Eddie. Can you show me the video where he ran Cal City Cal?
I got it.
Cal City Cal made a hit on it by itself, man. I didn't even know. Where was he? Hey, man, that motherfucking raggedy piece of shit he had down there shook Leon teeth out his head. Leon had to go get some goddamn poly grip and keep his teeth in his mouth, man. That raggedy motherfucker.
Damn.
Shit his head so hard.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. It's a fable. Don't believe the hype.
Hey, just about when the poly grip dried, he put Leon back in that motherfucker. He run over in the sandbox with that bitch.
This is the whole thing, bitch. Watch this. Hey. And kid, I want to say this. I'm going to let him have the flow. Watch this. Whatever Leon did, Brother Tim gave him something to work with, brother. I gave him something to work with.
My homeboy, him and Aaron, you know, we long time buddies. They back mm-hmm. there in the station land. I'm in the water box. They get off into some bullshit. They say, you know what? Fuck this shit. We finna go to your ass, Aaron. That's what Matthew say. I have to come up there and get $200 from you. I said, man, what's going on? What you need $200 for? I'm going to pay Tim House to get the fuck out of the way. We finna go to Street Team Man. I said, all right, here you go, $200. Do you know we all sitting there, you know, they ain't called us up to trace yet. Guess what? Now, it ain't even an hour. We run about 9 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying to myself, okay, I take care of Aaron. After this, I gotta run Wayne. You know, before we get in the water box, even to go down the track, guess who was going up Plank Road?
Oh, man.
Hey,
you 100% right. Watch this, Eddie.
Hey, man.
I told them before I got there, I had something to do.
Hold on.
Something for my mom. I took her and I did what I said. I came out to the track even when I told him I didn't have time to do it. But watch this. You notice what he said. Now, listen to what you got to remember what he said. He said after him and Street King got ready to get in the water, he was going to run Wayne. He could have ran me, but he didn't talk about
you.
He didn't want no trouble.
I'm going to run you. You ain't at the track, man.
Eddie,
get your ass out of there, man.
I'm only going to do this one time.
Hey, Keith, check it out.
They always can tell me what they was going to do, but this is what I'm going to tell you. They didn't do it, Eddie. They didn't do it. They didn't want to. Hold on. You heard. Watch it. You and DMX and had three cars put together. They didn't come up here and run Big Red. They talk that stuff.
Hey,
they don't want no trouble with that Red song, girl.
Exactly. Check it out, kid. Now, it's 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he say.
Tim House mama now, she about 90 years old.
88. Mm-hmm. 88.
Okay, so she was 78 years old. You think she has somewhere to be at 9 to 10 o'clock at night? The bingo hall closed.
Oh, man.
The goddamn bingo hall is closed, man. Hold on. You're telling me if his mama, his mama 78 at the time, so he about 58, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say he got to be in for the before the street lights. Why the hell did he leave the track so early?
Watch this.
Oh,
watch
man.
This. He said early. Listen to the lies, kid. He said I left early. As soon as I got there, I told him I had something to do. As soon as I load, I want to get back home, take the car, put it in the trailer. I mean, push it into the black car in the trailer, and don't worry about it. I got something to do with mama. And then next thing I know, that, well, even then, watch it. Let's just say everything Kimo's saying is true. You going to tell me all the way up until last year when I told the cop they couldn't arrest me?
Hey, bro.
They didn't want no trouble with that red summer, bro.
Hey,
you got a point,
Bill.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man. Let's get this over with, man. Lock the man in, and get this over with.
Running them kind of car, I ran them anyway. I ran Little Wheel. one of the biggest 5-inch motors out there. I ran him anyway. I'm trying to tell these guys, I don't fear these guys, man. If I think I can get away, I'm going to take a chance. I take a chance. It's all about racing. But Chemo waits 10 years to come out. Now he's flexing his wings. He won't give me a chance to get my car ready, but he want to run me, lock me in. He's a coward. You know he's a clown. And they say if you play and deal with clowns, you part of the doggone circus.
Hey, Chim, if I'm a clown, why you asking me for everything in drag racing?
Because you shouldn't have came out and told everybody what you had. He wanted to flex on me.
I ain't got nothing no different than you, motherfucker. You got
a big block. What kind of big block you got?
You got a power ass.
What kind of big block you got? What kind of big block you got, Chemo? Tell all the fellas.
A big block, kid, is a big block.
No, it ain't. No. Watch this, kid. Wait a minute. You got them 9-inch, like a 540. You got the 9-inch, 9.8 deck. You got a 10.2 deck, 632s and stuff. Then you got 11-inch decks. Then you got them 762 cubic inch 4A poles. Then you can go on up 7. You can go 11.2, 11.3, 800 cubic inch 4A poles. Come on, kid.
I got a G.
You got a big block, Chemo. You got a big one. You got a big one, man. And then you got it on twin turbos.
Man, hey, bro, House, you wrong. And Chemo, your dumb, stupid, bitch-ass wrong, too.
Excellent.
If you gonna run the man, run the man. All that extra talking, what the fuck are we doing? What are we accomplishing?
I got a big block. He got a big block.
He just feels good.
I got a $5,000 car. That man got a fancy car. I'm on multiple motherfucking power adders. He on multiple power adders. What more can we do, baby? We see the light,
Why
the turbos don't want the nitrous car?
Hey, Brad House, let me handle this.
Yes, sir.
And you sit there and you sit yourself back. Hey, Chemo. Now look, me and you don't really talk, and I don't really fuck with you like that.
Hold on.
I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm saying to you is this. So what I'm saying
to
you is this.
Hold on.
What's the problem with you and Tim House racing? You didn't race Tim House 9 or 15 times or 39 times or some shit like that. And you say Tim House sweet. So guess what? You need to beat his motherfucking ass if you know he's sweet. Get his motherfucking brains in. Knock his brains in. Thank you, brother. That's real simple. Y'all be good.
Also, baby, wait a minute. One more thing, baby. He told Brother Z.
Hold on, baby.
He told Brother D. He had everything in drag racing.
What the fuck did that got to do with the cost of tea in China, motherfucker?
I'm on your motherfucking ass, boy. He just said you and all your rest of your crew, Mr. Brother D, Tim House, all y'all, and he going to do this and he going to do that. Now I bring it up. Now you want to know what that got to do with it. Are you going to get a Buick everything in drag race?
What the fuck does that Buick got to do with your fucking commercial?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you going to get a Buick everything in drag racing?
What the fuck do that Buick got to do with your goddamn Camaro?
It got nothing to do with my Camaro. It got to do with my friendship. It got to do with my friendship. I'm speaking for
me.
I bet $100 right now to your file. Chemo, I guarantee you. I bet I can lock that Buick in. Bet you can't.
Lock your car in.
Now watch this, kid.
Come on, man.
He know that Buick just about ready to make a debut. He ain't saying nothing now. ain't saying nothing. At first, he was all that.
Motherfucker, get y'all ass up there.
What you gonna do?
Motherfucker, you motherfucker begging, boy.
In drag racing, just like
you motherfucking begging, man. Get your ass up
there
like a man.
That's what you offered us. That's what you offered us.
I'm offering you. Hey, guess what I'm offering you?
Listen, I won't be ready. The beer can be ready first. The very beer can be ready for the five that.
You got, hey, boy, you got the backstage tie, and I'm going to clear you, boy. You got one.
Yeah, but what about the beer?
You got one,
damn.
One, boy.
What about the Buick?
You got
about
one, boy.
What about the Buick, man?
Man, what about the, hey, I tell you what.
Can we get
everything
in drag?
What about your friend Lombard car? You always holler Lombard.
Mm-hmm.
Lombard this, Lombard that. Go hold Lombard dick right now. And y'all got one and one with that motherfucker.
Oh, and kid. Damn. Hold on, Eddie. He know that the Buick, just about ready to come out. Now he worried about everything but what I told him.
Hey, man, the Buick got one and one, man. Get up.
No,
get up
there,
boy.
Oh, man.
Now,
oh,
up there, boy.
He's on
man
the
got
Buick
a big
one
block
one
twin
one
turbo
one,
radio
man.
Versus a car. He's going to get
one
a Buick
one,
the back tire.
Y'all got one and one, man.
Hey, he's scared of us,
Eddie.
What about Mudball? What you gonna do for Mudball? What you gonna do for Mudball?
Yeah, what up, Kimo?
His whole crew got one on one for life.
They don't do shit for Mudball.
They got a dirt. We got a dirt.
He ain't gonna do shit with and one of Mudball.
I told you he was a coward, Eddie.
Eddie.
I told you he
Eddie.
Was
you
a coward.
Hey,
Eddie,
what up,
my
you let that nigga know his whole crew got one and one for life, baby.
Hey, baby, what you gonna do for Mudbone? What you gonna do for Mudbone?
Nigga, I want to do something for your car. Stop speaking on everybody else's car. I want to do something for you, boy.
Well,
I want to break your motherfucking back, boy.
I'm not gonna
you
be
got
there.
One,
damn.
Boy.
I'm standing down. Hey, Kimo, ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm standing down on anything they say.
Oh, no, I ain't got nothing. Hey, what about me and you ain't gonna tangle, baby. But that big Alabama pop belly stinking ass fucking
cowboy
right there. Hey, that boy got money, man.
Eddie. That's the best he can do. He got a big block, twin turbo, radio versus the world. That's the best he can do.
I heard what he got to him, but he got to put it on the track and get it in operation first, man.
That's why he's scared. He don't really know what he's going to do. All I told him, come on.
Hey, Eddie, that motherfucker wants to come to a boxing. He want me to come to a boxing match with 15-pound gloves on, one hand tied behind my back, and then he'll get up there.
Kimo, we know what all the potentials is. But, see, this take time to get there sometimes. See it.
Yeah, come on with it,
you know what I'm saying?
This is what I'm going to do. If you make a good pass with your car when you get it out, when you get your car out?
I'll be at Randy in the race, baby.
In August.
Okay.
In August. Hold
okay,
on, baby.
Okay,
in
okay.
August. And this it
okay,
was May.
That's fine and dandy. I'm talking to Kimo. I'm not talking to Brad House right now. Hey, Brad House, let me handle it.
Okay.
I want to ask Kimo. Do you want anything with Big Mudbone? Because Big Mudbone be around the same time. So it ain't no problem. And Kimo say he, you said you some type of trim. You said you some type of trim. What is that, duck race? You duck race trim, right? When you make your first pass with the car, and you like what you see, you and Junior, y'all been tuning on it and all that old stuff, I'm going to lock you in a Jeep on 10 or better. So when you come out, we're going to take Big Mudbone and stick our whole arm in your ass. We ain't taking Lip Mudbone. We're going to take Big Mudbone. and stick our own phone number.
I got to talk to Bruce first. I can't go off the door.
No. I'm locking it in. He told me I can lock it. What the fuck? He said I can lock anything I want to fucking lock in. Why the fuck you think I'm fucking crazy to you, boy?
I will talk to Bruce, right? I'll talk to Bruce.
Guess what? I'll put him on the phone. You want me to put him on the phone?
Nah, I got his number.
Lord,
I got his number. I don't need to talk to you, baby.
Okay, cool. The good thing about it is this here. This is what you do. If you make a good pass and you think you anything look like fast, you got action on 1 on 10. My money. And let Leroy let Bruce buy the motherfucking car. How about that, sir?
Lord, how much?
You ain't saying nothing but a word.
One on ten, man. I'm going to give Uncle Leroy $1,000 and you can lock it in with Jen, whoever you want to lock it in with it. I'm gonna bring $1,000.
No, we can't do that because I ain't got car.
Hold on, Tim.
You ain't talking about shit. You need to sit up and sit back and shut the fuck up.
Baby, my friend.
You know the car ain't ready,
man.
He not even talking about your car, man. Sit down and shut up and put an egg in your mouth, man. He not even talking about your car, man. Your name ain't Bruce. I know it's Big Pig, but goddamn it, it ain't Bruce. You shut the fuck up. Nah, baby, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes, you can.
You need to call Bruce and see if he can get the Young
I ain't
Money.
Calling Bruce to say shit. I ain't calling Bruce to say nothing.
Hey, Kimo.
Oh, man.
Kimo, I can tell you right now, until your car is going down the track the way you want it and already in the racing, he ain't going to talk about no future shit. Talk about when somebody get ready. If you ain't ready, ain't nobody going to talk about
that
shit.
That's what I'm trying to imply to you, man.
The man ain't, the man can't block nothing in, man. That's why I told him I'll holler at Bruce. I'm not gonna deal with that, man. I can lock it in any way up or down the sideways, but I ain't gonna even talk about it until I know it can happen. You know,
that time, it ain't no good. Hey, Eddie, I got Bruce's number. You heard me talking about it.
Watch this. Way back about 5 years ago, Kimo told me to lock in for Bobby Colray. That didn't happen. He come
Bobby
back the
Cole
next year.
Listen. Bobby Cole, Ray, he come back and told me to lock in for Bobby Cole. Then he gonna tell me, Tim, my car ready, man. Sit down and shut the fuck up. My shit ready, yours is. Hey, Tim, my shit ready, yours ain't. Now shut the fuck up if you can't lock the whole body.
Oh, no, he won't need to lock the whole body. But he told me to lock in for Bobby Cole, Ray. Lock the whole body, man.
You don't
want to
hear all that goddamn yesterday.
You can call, brother D. He said, well, I got to order a gear for my car. We ain't racing.
Now he come back. All I got to order now is your ass whooping. Get on up there.
Mm-hmm. He don't want none, Eddie.
And like I say, I can place the order for your ass whooping. Do you want it? Hey, Tim, that's all the order I got to place now is your ass whooping. Get up there, nigga.
But Eddie, I tell you the truth. When I had Big Red running, I didn't have all this kind of rigmarole.
You goddamn lie. That goddamn Chuck was looking for your ass high and low, boy.
Who?
Chuck E. Chuck Alert. Hey, that's Chicago. Hey, Tim House, you fear Chicago most wanted, don't you? You fear that name.
Dang.
Hey, that motherfucker.
Man, listen, man. You motherfuckers goofy as hell. Y'all goofy as hell.
Hey, man.
Can't even go to the track or goddamn either get to the car to the track.
Hey.
So my thing is this here. I know you ain't going to bet that much money. I can fade the bet. Gonna do the same thing you do to a motherfucker. Talk about a motherfucker. So guess what? Don't get put in the motherfucker twist now, church. That's the only thing I'm telling you.
We waiting to give a motherfucker. What you call that rig? One and one. I told the motherfucker his whole crew got one and one, baby.
Kind of race, motherfucker. Y'all sit around. Y'all talk about the motherfucker snow, goddamn it, coming down. Y'all talk about the rain. Y'all talk everybody. everybody talking about a motherfucker mama, the dead mama, and all that old shit. It's kind of race. Come to the track. Other than that, shut your motherfucking mouth.
Hey, baby. You say it's kind of race, right?
Man, it's time to race. What the fuck?
Hey,
it's
baby,
summertime.
Baby, I'm asking you.
I ain't been to a track yet.
Hey, baby. Everybody over in Chicago at the track, why you ain't there?
I didn't know that. Because I got a track by me. I could have went last night. They was there last night. They was there. The rest of the guys was there. I got a whole ham sandwich outside. I could have fried that bitch up, put some gas in it, and march that way. What the fuck is you talking about?
They went way out south. That's about 2 hours.
It takes me 45 minutes from my house, from my door, to get to the track that's close to me. The fuck are you talking about?
You say it's 45 minutes away. It's 45 minutes away from your house.
Right, scan them two hours away. It's Friday.
Well, why you
it's
ain't
Friday.
Not
just,
why you
going
ain't
just,
but listen, why...
Well, we'll be on New Doty. Well, we'll be on New Doty Sunday.
Me and the college boys be out there on New Dodie. And we gonna have that motherfucking verbal out there. I tell you that.
Mexico, baby.
And we ain't
Mexico.
Gonna be fucking around. We try to knock a motherfucker. We lock a motherfucker in and try to race.
Kimo's the clown. He had like he ain't never had a race car, race motor. But see, he didn't wait it out 10 years, and now all of a sudden he want to come on and Buffalo and bully everybody because he got a twin turbo big block radio versus the world pro mod car. No, he's proposed to.
Hey, you scared of me? I think I know why.
All of a sudden, you want to push his weight around.
That's enough to be scared of.
He want to run scrap. Scrap got a street car, got them with a half a cage in. Now he want to run scrap and get him the one and one. And get him the back tie and all that old dumb ass. Come on, Kimo. You need to be ashamed of yourself. You a goofball, bro. You do goofball.
I told you he was a goof. I told you, kid, he was a goof. I told you that.
Hey, man, come on, bro. You was trying to run skin. Skin got Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, goddamn it, come off the several floor. I'm going to get her. I'm going to get Kamala Harris. I'm going to spank on the ass. I'm going to get her 12 in the break.
Kamala
Harris came up there to Michigan and beat Lookwheel half the time.
Hey, hold on. Let me ask you a question, baby. You hang out with a couple of guys that race bikes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on with the
race bikes, and race, all that shit. Right.
Hey, you think one of them want to try me?
Oh, hell man.
No, nah, with the that shit you got, listen to my question.
Baby. Why he ain't calling Tate the Great? Why he ain't going down south calling out all the big guns out there?
And you got a twin turbo, big block twin turbo. You a sucker.
Hey, Tim out. I tell you what
Tate
you
Tate got that. When Tate was ready, Tate got that to call
Hold on, give me a little dirty in your mouth right quick. Hey.
Okay.
You think you can just sweeten this to do something, Tim House?
I asked you a question, boy. Why you ain't calling Chuck and Tate the Great out? Why you ain't calling
people
like that?
I'm calling Sweetness out, man. Get him on the phone.
I don't waste my time with that kind of stuff. You ain't cleaned up your own backyard first.
Hold on, nigga. You just told me I ain't down to
you
know,
just
south.
You just told me I ain't down south calling people out.
I'm calling
first.
Your teammate
please,
out.
Please
Sweet
call. You got to get your own backyard. You got to get your own backyard cleaned
man.
Up.
Okay, you're right. You in my motherfucking state, boy. You got
what
the back tie, and I'm going to clear you, boy.
What about Chuck and Tate the Great?
I got to clear. Hey, Tim, how? Do you reside in Michigan?
They call us all.
Hey, Kimo, get out the flow. Get out the flow. You knocked down. You get out the flow, man. Get up, man. You got them. You dizzy.
Hey, Tim, Hold on, baby. Will you shut up? Tim, how? You reside in Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
We both in the 313-248 area code, right?
Mm-hmm.
586.
Okay,
check it out.
We'll do one even better. We in the 48. We in the 48 with a blank, blank, blank zip code, right? All of Michigan is 48 something, right? All of Michigan.
734.
Hey, listen, Tim High.
Yes,
we in the same area code. We in the same area code, same zip codes. Nigga, get your ass down. You got the 1-1, boy.
I never asked for the 1-1.
I offered, motherfucker. That's what I offered. You want to take it?
You
got to
agree.
You want to take that? Hey, Tim Howe, you need to get on the porch then. You got a big block on multiple systems just like me. Man, what the fuck is the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tim Howe, and I'm going to guarantee you got a bigger motor than me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and I'm going to guarantee you got more bars in your car than me. Now get
on,
boy.
But Eddie, I'm sorry to disturb your show with this clown foolishness, Alabama raised dusty foot, pot belly, gut stinking goat smelling.
Damn.
Tim Miles, I sure like to dust this foot off in your ass if you get on the side. No.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You did a great service to me. Bringing yourself and Kimo on the phone, I'm enjoying it. And I think everybody listening enjoyed it, too.
Hey, Jim, hi. Hey, Big Eddie. This clown of a wannabe grudge racer needs to sit down and put an egg in his mouth. You know how that fucking turkey have a motherfucking apple in their mouth at the table?
That's a hog.
Hey, that's a hog.
Right.
You fat ass hog.
But I told him one thing, Eddie. He don't say all that about me being a hog. But I told him this, Eddie. I'm the hog with the big nuts in this barnyard, boy.
Hey, Eddie. Guess what we did over here in Michigan? We clipped that nigga nuts not once, not twice. We neutered him. We spaded that motherfucker.
He come weak. Well, what is this weak? Hey, wait, Eddie. Say you going to race for $2,000. And we all a team, me, you, and kid. Then all of a sudden they say, well, how much is the bet? They say, $2,000. He said, well, I got $500. He said, no, you can't get in this bet. I got it all.
What kind of team making is that?
Every time we got ready to race, it always got up to about 3,000.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But I always keep it at 2,000 because I know that the average guy ain't gonna fight and argue about 2,000. But we end up getting up to 3,000 every time.
man, this guy here.
But watch this, Eddie. Kimo didn't even come to the track. Kimo don't know what's going on. He couldn't get in the pot.
Right, guess what I did? I collected my money from Lee and what's the other boy's name? Scrappy. Hey, ho! Lee, Scrappy, and Mister.
What I'm trying to show him, Eddie, real teammates was coming together, and he said, "If it was 2,000, he should have put his money in the pot." And we got up to 3,000. That's what he should have did. But his teammates said, "No! I'm taking all this money."
We told you, man. You've been chasing that stat fuck for a couple of years. You get that 3,000. We'll get eyes on the stat.
Hey, bro, house.
Yes,
sir,
man. I'm tired of talking to this guy, man.
Hey, bro, house, can I ask a question?
Sure.
They talking about 3,000. That's the only thing they raise for, 3,000. That's it.
That's all I will raise for, because every time you get the 4,000 or 5,000, people get to crying and complaining, trying to come up with some reason why they don't want to pay that money off.
$1,500, $2,500, $3,000 on the street. We don't even have to go to the track. We just do that shit on the street.
Hey, baby. Drug racing is full of pranksters, man. That's what it is.
What you
say, it's a bunch of pranksters with a cop.
Hey, Rob. This guy right here has a problem with
shit. Kimo.
Hold up. This guy right here got a problem with paying $100. He's talking about, he say, they do this on the side.
Man, we don't want to hear shit you about to say. You ain't running from number 3,000. Now, what you say, Rob?
It's a whole lot more. Hey, Rob, it's a whole lot more than $100 that he ran for and didn't pay the man. Hey, that's
these motherfuckers ain't running y'all. Goddamn, they race for $3,000. The fuck wrong with you?
Yeah.
5,000.
Drag racing guys that they're grudge racers. It tells you the stature of their character by the way they, what they do with their car.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
Hey, Rob.
Huh?
Hey, Rob. I know you run for good money, right?
What?
Hey, Rob, you run for good money. How do you know everybody's race program, man? Because Rob ran your teammates and you didn't even have a quarter in there. That's how I know.
Uh-oh. Who is the teammate?
Rob ran Young Money. Young Money.
Oh, man. I didn't know that.
Let him tell you. Hey, Rob. He didn't have a quarter in the pot. He had a quarter in the pot.
Hey, Tim. I didn't know you were part of Young Money, Tim. You've been trying to get in for a long time. When did you get in?
Well, I'm not part of.
What's your anniversary
date? Old Money. How's that? Old Money.
You should be saying no money. That's what you should be saying. We just took that shit so much. You're a part of no money.
I'm trying to figure out how in the world that you keep coming up with this wee stuff, man.
Hey, your whole race program is the Wee Foundation. Don't you got a partner on that car?
Uh-oh.
I can answer that question. The car is mine. Does he help sometime with the money, with that bed, or if I need a part right quick? Yeah, he'll help me. But no ifs, ands, buts about it. Maybe if you had good credit, you would have had your car running by now. It's been 10 years. 10 years, you ain't got it done yet. Sound like you need some help.
Yeah.
You know this man stepped. You know this man went and played in the sandbox in August.
Okay.
Do you realize we back in August again?
Yeah, but I didn't take the motor out the car until it was cold. It was maybe November or something when I took it out. I was frustrated, Kimo. I was frustrated.
Hey, Rob.
But Big Eddie, you know, and everybody else in Chicago see me at the track. Where was?
Do you know?
Where was Kimo?
You know, Spence. He's saying still flowing out his motor.
No. Nah. That sounds like Big Mark is snoring on the phone though.
Big Mark is so sick.
That's going to be boring, Kimo.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to lay it on down. This big, funky, yellow body, no-ball-having motherfucker gets on my nerves.
Well, Kimo... One thing I can say is, I got to say this in front of Eddie because he know this show is recorded. I want to congratulate you, Chemo, on your 10th anniversary. You finally got your car finished. That makes me proud that you finally getting it done. Man, I sure hope
you got champagne.
I sure hope you got champagne bottle ready. That you're going to really love.
You really do know you're on your one year anniversary.
All them other lockings that you kept trying to get me to do was all fake. It was all fake because you're just getting the car done now. Fake lock-ins, Eddie. Fake lock-ins. Come on this show, lock-in, and fake lock-ins.
I'm trying to lock you in, pay out of pot, pay, boy.
Uh-huh. We'll see what happens, Eddie. We'll see if you're ready in August.
Oh, yeah. So.
Chemo the Great. But you notice something he did, Eddie. I said, why you don't grab a hold of Chuck and take the Great or somebody?
Where they at?
You don't want
Big Mark, wake up, man.
That.
Yeah, tell him to walk back.
You want me to grab hold of them? Who you gonna grab hold of?
Why don't you? I guess Chuck and them bottom feeders too.
Tell them me.
Who you gonna grab a hold of?
I'm gonna stay with the bottom.
Then you don't need to all be hanging out there.
And Rob, don't go fussing at nobody on the phone. Now. Don't do that, Rob. Don't do that. You get these boys something to talk about. Go on, baby.
Yeah, you right about that. You sure right about that. You got thirsty people out here.
I'm still trying to figure out why everybody ain't hit the track, Chemo. You should know everybody's business. You know everybody else's race business.
I'm trying to figure out. You know what I'm really trying to figure out? Why you ain't taking that one and one, boy?
Boy. Nope. That ain't what you promised me. And that ain't what you promised Brother D. You told Brother D to get everything in draft.
Hey, man, stop holding another man nuts, man. You a grown man. Stop stop juggling balls in your mouth, boy. Worry about yourself. Speak for yourself, man. Fucking wrong with you? You steady talking about another nigga's car, man.
What did I tell you to do? All I asked you to do, I told you, just let me climb up out of there. I don't care about all the rest of it. Just climb, let me get up out of there. And that's all you got to do, and we can go. I'm going to be giving me what you want to give me. I'm telling you what I need.
Hey, man,
all you got to do.
Listen, boy.
I'm listening.
How much you want to pay to bounce up out of there? How much you want to pay to start the race off?
What I always bet.
That ain't enough. I can see if you start the race off for 10 racks.
Oh, no. I don't even have that kind of money. I ain't embarrassed to say it. I ain't got that kind of money.
You claim you got scrap. You lost Leon. You're part of the Young Money. Sit down up on something, man. I'm thinking about letting you climb up out of there, babe. I got to run my car pretty hard, so, man, you got to pay to get that.
You're going to run it hard if you didn't, man. I ain't never seen nobody go down the track and don't run the car hard. How you going to do that? You got to have a car like mine, you got to have a flow. The accelerator to the floor in order for the nitrous to come on. I know you're not going to go in there and play games and turn the boost down. You got to, because if you turn the boost down, I'm going to kill you anyway. You already know that. You better not turn it down. Because if you turn that boost down, I'm going to stick my Stacy Adams in your behind with the quickness. Can't do that against Big Red.
I don't argue with hoes. I ain't going to argue with you, boy.
That's right.
I know you're going to run it hard.
Who's that snoring, Rob?
Big Mark.
Hey,
You know there's people like you that ran the civilized people off the morning show? The people like you.
I agree. All the fake lock-in. Guess who ran everybody off the show? You did.
Yeah. There's not one person I locked in that ain't never got their money.
One thing about it, the car may not have been ready, but that money was ready.
You lied all that time. That's why I said
it. Hey, man, you lie all day. Just like you lied, said you ain't got a big motor in your car. You lie all day, man.
I ain't got no big motor. I got one of the smaller motors out there.
Them 484s with these 632s, man, they run over in the threes, man. You ain't got one of them? You're lying again.
Nope, I don't. Because that's why.
Hey, Tim, your motor dial, your order in business, you need to ask that motherfucker to make that little motor bigger so you can get a million.
It can't.
Get your ass up on the porch, dude, man. I mean, I'm talking about this grown men walking around. Check this out. There's grown men walking the streets pimping their hoes, man. That means you need to be in the house, man. They on the track. They out there pimping their hoes on the track, man.
Wait a minute. You want me to go in the house? Wait a minute. You want me to go in the house? I know Tate's still over there. Chuck's still over there.
You can't book none of their cars, man.
I'm asking you why you ain't grabbing a hold of something like that.
Let me tell you why. Because I'm cleaning up my backyard. You in my backyard.
Oh, hear that, Eddie?
You in my backyard, boy.
Hear that, Eddie?
Wouldn't it be best for me to build my foundation, right? When you build a house, you build the foundation first, right?
Okay, you're supposed to be team over the break. You're supposed to be team over the break.
So, Eddie, I'm going to build my foundation at home, in my basement, right? Tim, mm-hmm. House is a 4-8-2-2 or 4-8 whatever zip code. I'm going to start building on his ass. Get his ass up there. What the fuck the problem is?
Hey, he's two states away. He talking about why he didn't run him. Because I'm trying to run you in my backyard, bro. I'm broke, Eddie. I'm broke, Eddie. I'm broke. You ain't bragging. I'm broke, and I'm broke in the car, bro. The car broke. But he should have grabbed me when I was running. Oh, I'm sorry. He wasn't running. Now he ain't went 10 years. Now he bragging.
I couldn't grab you because you was running in the pits. You were running in the sand pit. I couldn't grab you either right before that because you was running into the water box, running in the wall. I couldn't grab you. You was running into the wall. I could not grab you, man. A motherfucker ain't been able to drive you in over a year. You've been doing a lot of running, but you ain't been running on the right way.
Okay.
Man, I'm done arguing with you.
I'm going to lay back. We'll let the audience make their own decision. Whether Big Red was out ready to go and you didn't want to go, and now you waited 10-year anniversary, and now you're ready to go.
Goddamn.
Now you want to rush everybody, lock everybody in. For 2 months away.
That should be fine for you because your motor is away. So I'm 2 months away. Your motor is away. That should be about right. A good time for your motor to be back.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say Big Eddie, his motor is on the way, right?
Eddie, you better take over the show.
Oh, man.
This clown, he ain't going to stop. He part of the Ringling and Barnum and Bailey Circus. So you know
Eddie. You know Tim House and his driver is a part of the Ringling Bothers and Bailey show. When they come out, they run into the wall, right out the water box. And right after that, his driver say, Daddy, I want to go play in the sand. And they go on, boy, take the car on down yonder and see if you can head over in the sand. Put on over in the sandbox. Guess what he doing now? They got the motor upside down. Daddy, it's sand falling out the motor. I thought it was supposed to be gasoline, but it's sand.
Now, who would be more of a violent? I mean, Eddie, have you ever seen anybody do a burnout? And out the burnout, they smash the car into the wall.
Wow, man. You know I ain't going to play with
when
that
say, hey, but I'm saying, when no, you say gonna. That's more like some clown, hey, listen, when you say that's more like some clown shit right there.
Don't worry about it, Eddie. He'll be all right.
Hey,
don't worry about
the man must have jumped in the clown car. And, you know, why it being a clown car, Leon turned the wheel one way, but the clown car, when you turn the wheel one way, it goes in the opposite direction. Fucking clown car.
Well, we glad he
didn't
get
it. You know, hey, we are. You know what Leon said? Man, I'd have been better off playing Jack in the Box. He could have popped out the top of the window, out the pop, the roof of the car. This motherfucker, man, this goddamn clown ass goddamn car. He is. Hey, Leon say, I went to grab the chutes. He say, man, it wasn't nothing there. I went to cut the nitrous off. The bottle was in my lap. I went to slap the bitch in neutral. The whole shifter come out the floor. I said, well, goddamn, Leon, what could you do? He said, I just had to hold on to the fence, hold me down. God damn. Yeah, Leon said, he went to shut the car off. Car kept on accelerating. I said, God damn. Now, if that wasn't some clown-ass shit, that fucking car just was clowning the whole day out. You know how the motherfucker had to tell me, oh, man, you clowning, baby. You clowning. You clowning, baby.
You jangling, baby. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, they say you clowning, baby.
No, oh, man. Well, shit, it's been a good one tonight, shit. I don't feel bad that I came on tonight, you know. It had been kind of rough, man. Get frustrated just trying to think about what to talk about, you know, when ain't nothing going on up there at all. So I took
well,
a chance tonight
Timo
and it turned out all right.
No,
yes, you
got Timo on them on here. There's going to be an argument. They're going to kick it off, though. They let you stretch your legs out, bro.
Yeah, I've been quiet, man. I'm trying to stay quiet so Timo will give up.
I'm shocked you finally answered the right question, Tim House. I've been wanting to see when you go ask him that. But you see you don't get no reply behind that.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you're looking for something dead, you go to the cemetery. And he went to your cemetery. But that live shit that you were talking, he don't want to see that.
Yes, indeed.
I don't want that Big Mark wake up yet.
Hell no, I hope he don't snore. Yeah, I wanted Big Mark to take a little chicken racing tonight on the street.
Yeah, and boy, show probably gonna be out there. There's some good racing weather too, boy. Ooh-wee. Nice and cool.
Yeah, the weather's nice too. 57 degrees
yeah.
Now. Motherfucking boogie now.
Yes, sir. Them turbos and force induction car loving this shit.
Oh, yeah.
They sucking that air right on up, turning it into horsepower.
You see how Leroy came and told Chuck anywhere, any place can get out, and he said, "Well, we're gonna put a test dummy on him first and see if we can stand the pressure." we're gonna put Cold Blue out there, and if you knock him in the head, we know how far we can go with you.
Yeah. He sure be ducking his car where he start naming people cars I ain't know was in their camp.
You know Cole.
Where the fuck the Trans Am come from? I said, damn, now he a Trans Am boy.
Well, you know what they told me, man? Said, that's dick holding when you start getting other people's cars. I thought just because you join up with a few people, goddammit, that makes you, I don't know, man. They not talking about it. I've been doing this shit 100 yeah. years by myself. Now that I got a couple friends, I ain't shit. And they've been sucking dick all their life with people on their team. They can't move without a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I've been doing this shit 100 years by my motherfucking self with multiple cars. And putting shit in the winner's circle. Yeah. Well, Eddie, your show was real nice. I was glad to hear your voice tonight.
I appreciate it. Glad to hear you too, brother.
Boy, it's not like getting left with you. Dog ready to kill a lion.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get rich out of that.
Alright.
I survived tonight. I appreciate y'all and everything. Thanks for coming on. Hope to see y'all again next weekend. Next Friday.
Alright.
All right, then. Anybody else before we cut it off? We finna get ready to shut them down. Shut them down. It's Dry Friday, y'all. I don't know where Shorty is, but I didn't heard him. But I got his song on here. I got Shorty's song on here. I'm pretty sure this song before I get out of here.
Be hating on me. Hoes be hating on me. Bitches be hating on me. Pull up in a foreign car. Pull up in a foreign car. Bitches be hating on me.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Bitches be hating on me. Pull up in a foreign car. That bitch go vroom, vroom, gallabone.
About that shit you was playing. No, you too old to try to catch up with the time now.
Hey, man, I ain't never been down. I always kept up with that shit, boy. I always kept up with the time.
Stay your ass in the closet, boy.
Hey, preacher boy, that's one thing I ain't never been scared of, is technology, man.
Very good, man. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, I try to understand it. You know, I understand it. You know. Yeah.
I see. I just don't understand the nigga.
Yeah, I understand it. That's what I'm saying. I understand what it's all about. Just ain't got the money to deal with it. Technology, a motherfucker, boy. Well, we're going to play one more, then we're going to get up out of here, man.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor, on the motor.
Pow! There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
On the motor, on the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention, attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.